Watch, media claim Donald Trump sparked political violence that almost took his life. By Simon Kent on July 15, 2024. Establishment media outlets have long been happy to portray former President Donald Trump as the architect of calls for violence across the national political landscape. Far-left Democrats have joined in and compared Trump to Hitler, framed him as a threat to democracy, and even as harming the very fabric of the American way of life itself, as Breitbart News has noted. Democrats have also called for Trump to be eliminated. President Joe Biden himself has repeatedly defined Trump as a dictator, including on the day of the assassination attempt, the Breitbart report sets out. As far back as 2017, when Trump first successfully strode onto the political stage, California Democrat operatives and activists ginned up fake news about violence they hoped to blame on the election of Trump, and journalists took the bait. The claim was Trump supporters initiated violence on the campaign trail, a notion that was quickly disproven by facts and his own calls to the contrary in the time that followed. Flash forward to as recently as March, Trump forecast a financial bloodbath awaits the U.S. motor industry if he is not elected and China is unable to swamp the country with their products, as Breitbart News reported. Critics in the political arena and the general media were quick to willfully manipulate Trump's words and infer intentions on his behalf that he was somehow forecasting a descent into bloody violence across America. He was not, and it was all a media hoax. This came even after Trump campaign spokesman Stephen Cheung made clear Trump had clearly been talking about the impact of offshoring on the country's auto industry and his own plans to increase tariffs on foreign-made cars. There are dozens of other examples, all based on the singular notion that Trump and his supporters somehow equal unbridled acts of aggression. The false equivalence of Trump and political violence went public again in the wake of the assassination attempt Saturday, with Donald Trump Jr. forced to shame leftist corporate media and Democrats for equivocating and victim-blaming Republicans for the political violence and bloodshed, as Breitbart News reported. He spoke after ABC host George Stephanopoulos said on This Week that Trump and his supporters have contributed to violent rhetoric while discussing the assassination attempt on the former president. Stephanopoulos said, "Of course, President Trump and his supporters have contributed to this violent rhetoric as well." Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.